drummer and his name was Frank. He didn't play too well, in fact he really stank. Frank was a pretty boy, girls thought he was a hottie, but he thought he was a woman trapped inside of a man's body. So Frank went to the doctor, said he needed a change, from a car to a garage in his home down on the range. But they messed up the paperwork to trim his lucky charm, and when he woke from the anesthesia, he only had one arm. Frank filed a lawsuit, he saw them as to lose, and we had nothing for him, but still more bad news. We told him early while his stub was still sore, Frankie, you're not in the band anymore. Frank was upset, he wanted back in the band, and so he taught himself to drum with one hand. We went to his garage and got together to rehearse. He had really sucked before and now he wasn't much worse. So we decided we'd give him another try, when suddenly a chainsaw fell down from the sky. His brother had been playing with it up in the loft. It hit Frank square in the shoulder, cut his other arm right off. We were in the middle of playing a Meat Men song. Suddenly we noticed that the rhythm sounded wrong. We turned around, saw the bloody arm lying on the floor. Then Frank wasn't in the band anymore. So he tried playing the drums with his feet. It sounded stupid, but it really looked neat. But he lost his legs in an accident involving frogs and tang that he's never quite been able to explain. So he tried sticking the drumsticks in his nose. This made the handles all sticky and gross. He talked funny when he played, now with a pained nasal lisp. And his drum solo sounded like this.
Damn it, can somebody pick that up?
No.
When he finally got whiplash from playing with his head, we said, Frank, you've got to stop this, or else you'll soon be dead. We've enjoyed our time together, it's really been fun, but drummers need extremities and you don't have a one. Frank got real quiet, Frank got real sad. He didn't speak to us for months, I guess we made him mad. But I'm proud to say the story still has a happy end. He got prosthetic everything and now he's still our friend. We used him to prop open the door to the shed, and in the wintertime we've got the world's only talking sled. But our new drummer's name is Yamaha, we got him at the store. Cause Frank's not in the band anymore. No, Frank's not in the band anymore. No, Frank's not in the band anymore.
Sitting in my chair, nothing to do. Your bell rings, package, woohoo. Ran to the door, please be for me. Big brown box, heavy as can be. Picking package up, wasn't for me. It's for my dad, what could it be?
Hey man, that's a nice looking box, what do you think it is?
I don't know man, there's a million possibilities.
Well, what do you think it is?
Well, maybe it's a stereo with big speakers and surround sound. Maybe it's a VCR made out of gold or brand new car. Maybe it's an icy machine that makes my sink called Slurpees. Maybe it's a pony with big butt and big herpes. Maybe it's a big TV with a screen the size of the sea. Maybe it's Michael Jackson. No wait, I don't like her. Sitting in my room, fan on high, package on the floor, time going by. Poked a pen through top of the box, put a straw in, look through the top. Couldn't tell what it was. Made the hole bigger, another box inside. Breaking a sweat, dad home soon. Clock still ticking, what's in the box? Maybe it's 1/4 a crack, or maybe 14 pounds of smack. Maybe it's a pop machine that bends out ounces of good weed. Maybe it's a baby that looks just like Slim Shady. Maybe it's Anthrax, also known as Caliban Snacks. Maybe it's Yoda with a bong,
wearing a thong. Maybe, 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 maybe. Maybe it's something nice. Maybe it's a human sacrifice. Maybe it's something for me, like a pimp suit or a prostitute. Maybe, 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 maybe. Circling my room, patience running low. What's in the box? I really wanna know. What the hell am I waiting for? Looking at the box, it's coming aboard. Oh, screw it, here I go. Opening the box, very slow. Oh my god, I have an erection. I just found Dad's porn collection.
Más influencia con tus hijos que tú tienes, pero los queremos. Creado y regado de la visión, Radio Valencia.
Valencia. In the immortal words of Ken Forhey, good morning. Good morning, good morning. I'd like to thank Luis and Miguel. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for the show earlier today. We are broadcasting live here from the Mission. My name is Rocker Smooth Talker. You, for the next 120 minutes, you are going to ascend with me up towards the balcony where I reside. Live. I had to take a couple weeks off, but I'm super happy to be back, guys. We don't really have a theme today. We're just going to kind of wing it, which is kind of what we do best around here. As always, we are always looking for new DJs. And before I get into the groove here, I do want to stress this. If you think you can do what I do better than I do it, or you just want to get your art on, you can always come on down here to RadioValencia.fm. Or just go to the RadioValencia.fm app and start that journey. Always, always. All right, folks. I'm going to get set up, and then we're going to start with a little soul and then jump into the rock. We'll be right back here at the balcony. Let's see if this plays.
Livestock. Our impulses are being redirected
folks. Welcome back here to the balcony with me, Rocker Smooth Talker. All right, it's about 10:05. I got set up a little early, so let's just jump right into the show, folks. All right, so we're going to start off with our official, unofficial, officially unofficial theme song by the 24/7 Spies. This is off Gumbo Millennium. The song is called John Conley's Theory. We'll be right back here at the balcony. Enjoy.
House and garden. I would like to see what happens.
balcony. That was She Lives on Love Street off Waiting for the Sun by The Doors. Okay, so I said I was going to play a little funk, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to jump into a little funk right now. This is going to be the single version of the song Gossip by Cyril Neville. And the album, because I love clever album titles, is called Crate Diggers Funk. It's called Crate Diggers Funk. That's how you got to say it when you say it. We'll be right back here at the balcony. Enjoy this one. So this was going to be, we're going to get through the funk real quick, folks. In fact, I'm just going to play a couple and not talk through them as I let my coffee kick in. Hopefully your coffee is kicking in as well. This is going to be The Meters. This is Cabbage Alley off the album Cabbage Alley. We'll be right back. here to the balcony with me, Rocker Smooth. That was the amazing band, The Meters. They are sampled so much in hip-hop, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I just discovered, like, one of their samples is on Public Enemy's first record. It's my first tattoo, you know, and I'm just still learning about hip-hop. I love it. I'm 52. All right, let's keep the funk going, by the way. This is going to be The Hold Up by Akepe Shakedown. Service industry workers. So if you're out there prepping some vegetables, getting some iced tea ready, I know it's such a North Carolina reference, getting some iced tea ready. Whatever you're doing in the service industry right now, tell your boss to get off your back for the next hour and a half, and let's just play some funk, and then we're going to rock out. Okay, this is a song you probably, maybe you don't know the name of it or the band. The band is called The Mohawks, and the song is called The Champ. And the album is called The Champ. And a lot of people don't think they're saying champ. But you've heard it on a bunch of different movies and soundtracks and whatnot. So, all right, check this out. We'll be right back here at The Balcony. Champ!
Thank you.
Balcony with me, Rocker Smooth. Rocker Smooth Talker. That was The Champ, the original version by the Mohawks off the album The Champ. We're going to hear a double shot now. We're going to play one more little funky one that'll transition into some little more rock and roll, if you will. This is going to be a double shot from the largest selling hip-hop band in the history of hip-hop. This is the Beastie Boys. I like making bold statements. I tell people all the time that they are the Beatles of my generation, and it is so true. By the way, quick fun fact. Do you know the number one largest selling hip-hop song of all time? It's Vanilla Ice's Ice Ice Baby. I'm not going to play it. It'd be funny if I was going to play it, but I'm not. I just think this, the opposite polar sides of that spectrum is that, like, the greatest selling band is of hip-hop is the Beasties, and the greatest selling single is Vanilla Ice. So different. Anyway, all right, so let's get this started, folks. This is an album that I just discovered, too. I mean, not just discovered it, but just really fell in love with it. This is produced by Mario Mark Caldone. He does four Beastie records. Or I guess four musical ones, and then four ones with instruments. They all have instruments, Ross. What are you talking about? He does four of the main ones, and then two ones that are instrumentals. This is the second instrumental record. This is called The Mix-Up. The song is called 14th Street Break. We'll be right back here at The Balcony. We'll be right back. here to the balcony. I always love that transition from the Beasties to Run DMC. Those are all Mount Rushmore, by the way. Those six dudes right there, that's Mount Rushmore of hip-hop, without a doubt. I mean, if you're a fan of the show, you know how much I love the Beasties and Run DMC. I'm an 80s hip-hop kid. I love crossover music. Anytime there's rap and, like, hard metal guitars, I'm all down for it. So we just heard Ice-T. I'm sorry, we just heard Run DMC. Now we're going to go to Ice-T. Talk about two bands I would love to hang out with. Ice-T is so multi-versatile. You know, actor, producer, writer, performer. Just his music alone. The guy, you know, I just posted a picture on Instagram the other day of 1991 when he was playing with Lollapalooza. It was him and Susie and the Banshee backstage. Him and Susie Sue backstage. It was so cool. What a cool career this guy's had. All right, so we got about, let's see what time it is. We got 20 minutes before 11 o'clock, so let's play a couple more hip-hop bangers, and then we'll jump into some rock and roll with me, Rocker Smooth Talker, here on the balcony. You're awesome for listening. Thank you so much. This is High Rollers off Power.
Speed of life, fast. It's like walking barefoot over broken glass. It's like jumping rope on a razor blade. All lightning quick, decisions made. Lifestyle, plush. Female, rush. This high-profile personality who earns his pay. Elite, professional, liar. Schoolboys admire. Young girls desire. Very few live to retire. Cash flow extreme. Dress code supreme. Vocabulary obscene. Definition street player. You know who I mean. High rollers. Yeah, the high rollers. Street hustlers. Fast money, fast life. But you don't care till you end up with a bullet in your head. People of the city, stop fooling yourself. Crime rules the streets. Who the hell else? All the police have gone out to play. Cause for enough cold cash to look the other way. Look at the cars as they roll by. Benzes, Ferraris, trucks up high. Beepers connect with players to big time deals. With all of this technology, who needs to steal? Just live a life of leisure every night and day. And you're living proof that crime does pay. Your life is dangerous and reckless. You eat fly guys and girls for breakfast. You're a titan of the nuclear age. Your muscle flex with a Uzi or 12 gauge. You love the game, that's why you're boast. Cause you're high price, high speed, high post, high rolling. That's right, you're high rolling. You think you got it going on, right? You got money, cars, jewelry. You think you got everything. Let me tell you, you ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing but a one-way ticket to death row. You gotta get out of the game, man. Or the game is gonna get you. Now when I say high rollers, I mean the best. Forget the half-steppers, eject the rest. Cause these high-rank officials of our city streets make millions all triggered by electric beats. They're dressed in diamonds and rope chains. They got the blood scar fix running through their veins. Silk shirts, leather suits, hair always fresh, ill-skinned boots, large hearts. Though the sizes vary, bank rolls will take two pockets to carry. Cruising in the 500 Benz sedan with their system peaked out, rockin' pushy man. Yes, the fashion's high but hard to beat. They buy the Gucci at Gucci's, not the swap meet. Very well, much clientele. Whatever you need, they probably sell high rollers. And ain't going to jail. You better think again. Oh yes, I'm here to tell you, females also roll. Drive the same car, sometimes with more gold. Cold as an igloo, a hot as a flame. The shake you, break you, you won't know the name. Gangsters to the max, our marks will be taxed. If girl drive Ferrari, not Cadillac. Respect is the man, and most men don't understand until they eat the huge bang. These girls are in there. Junkies for fun, love life on the run. If things get hot, they will pull a gun, prey on the lane, no shame to the game. They all seek power, fame, the high rollers. Yeah, the high rollers, street hustlers, the players. Out there getting that long money, you know what I'm saying? But that fast money leads to a fast life and a quick death. This is my word, this is Ice-T, and I ain't got no reason to lie to you. Now radio stations probably won't play this record because of the things I say. They'll say I'm glamorizing the hustling hood, and a record like this can do no good. But I'm not here to tell you right or wrong. I don't know which side of the law you belong. Yes, the game is flash, but sometimes hurts behind any mistake.
parts, time, lurks, and jills. Not your only problem, though it may seem. You just may gobble up a ride from an M16. But to each his own, choose a mobile phone. Choose a tailored suit, the luxury home. You never get caught because you got nerves of ice. And you much smarter than the folks on Miami Vice. Right? You want to be a high roller. You better watch your back if you want to be a high roller.
We're sitting here with Eazy-E.
Believe that.
How are you doing?
All right.
So, Eazy, tell me, how is your life as a youngster?
My style is a juvenile, ran with a gang, slang in the meanwhile, banking. I specialize in ganking, rights, Mexican brothers and others daily. It's all about coming up, making sure no punks are running up. I'm a gangster, and it's fun.
Off
death certificate. And you've heard me say this a million times, obviously. It's never the story. It's always the story behind the story. If you're not familiar with the lore of 80s hip-hop, I mean, mid-90s, you know, hip-hop, late 80s, I guess this would be, early 90s, would be like, you know, when N.W.A., when Ice Cube left, this was his first solo album. And this is one of the biggest diss records in all of hip-hop. Ice Cube like dissing on Eazy-E. He's just ripping up the whole band on this record, especially this track. So this is no Vaseline. We'll be right back here at the balcony. This is not PG, by the way. So.
Damn, forgot to do something. Let me see. It ain't over, motherfuckers.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Get fucked with no gasoline.
death certificate. Okay, like I said, I didn't know I was going to get into this little hip-hop mix, but let's get back to the rock as well. We'll do a little bit of both. All right, so I don't know this song that well. It's on the list for a reason. Obviously, I would probably unsober rocker smooth put this on the list one night. This is. It's called Me, Myself, and My Microphone. It's by Living Color and Run DMC off the super progressive way.